He did all sorts of things. He practically started the first police force here. He was governor of the first jail in Littleton. But he started the first police force. He invented a uniform for it, or so he always told us. He dressed himself up in the uniform, and he, in the ripeness of time, arrested Mackenzie, still wearing the uniform, I suppose.
You said that he had a strong theatrical interest.
Oh, yes, he was mad on the theatre. He was very, very good at it. He was very interesting. He became governor of Sunnyside, lunatic asylum, mental asylum. He loved the insane. He always called them his children. And I can see now that he was really very much in advance of his time. He used to play music to them. And, of course, he used to do a terrific amount of theatrical production for them, I think very largely because he adored doing it, but also because he did feel that it was a therapy. And he experimented with them, and he was very successful.
You mentioned one particular experiment.
What was Gramp?
When you say Gramp, you mean...
Grandfather, yes. We used to go to England every now and then to sort of brush up on mental asylum matters. And when he did, he always spent everything he'd got on buying frightfully expensive conjuring equipment. He fancied himself as a conjurer. And I remember there was one experiment that he used to do. It consisted of the audience discovering a girl seated at a table like Shakespeare with a finger on her brow, wrapped in meditation on a very high stool, reading a book. And Gramp, who was very good at patter, he had a terrific flow of language always, talked to the audience, and at the given cue, he said, "Hey, presto," and he snatched the stool from under the girl, and she remained in midair, still pensively resting her forehead upon her finger. She was encased in an absolutely paper-thin suit of armour, steel armour, which had cost Gramp, a fortune to buy. It had a key in the back of it. And when he said, "Hey, presto," he turned the key, and that locked her. And the girl was always one of my aunts. And, of course, as they grew older, they outgrew the armour until only little Aunt Madeline, the youngest, was left, and she was very plump. And he used to cram her into this armour, and she wept bitterly. But she was forced to do this until, really, my grandmother protested that it was too painful for her.